Time for our regular weekly visit with NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin, brought to you by your Anderson Windows dealers, Falmouth Lumber, and Bellatates Building Materials, and by the VA New England Healthcare System, and New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Michael joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, man, it is a good morning.
It's going to be a tough week for you, though, my friend.
Hey, listen, don't start that. Don't start that. I knew it. I said, of all the weeks I go on in Boston, this is the week now. This is the week. It's Dallas and New England. This is the battle, even though I will let you have this just for today. This is the battle for America's team because you guys wear weird white and blue and you've been winning so much. But you truly know what he is, who he is, and who always will be America's team. But this is a good battle.
Now, you have told us on a number of occasions you are never picking against Bill Belichick. Does that include Sunday?
Yeah. This is a hard ride right here. this is where my heart and my head tears apart at each other. You see what I mean? Because it's hard. Let me tell you what's hard here. When you look at the battles, you got the offense, number one in scoring, number one in total, against defense, number one in total. You got number one in third down versus defense, number one in third down. Number one in yards per play versus your defense, number one in yards per play. So all across the board, you got statistically the best versus the best, and that's going to make for a great game. Now, it's hard for me to pick against Belichick in this situation, and the only reason why is because, even more so, the offense hasn't been playing well, and Tom Brady has openly called the offense out. So you know they're going to find some offense, and Dallas doesn't press in the corners like Baltimore does. Dallas can get to the quarterback, but they got to press your receivers more than they do usually in games.
Michael, all I've really heard this week from Belichick, the coaches, the players, is how the Cowboys might be the most talented team in football. So why are they 6-4? What's holding them back from being a 9-1 or type team?
Yeah, but blah, 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 blah. Belichick said that every week, and you guys know that. He says it every week, man. He said it when you played the Jets. Hey, boy, that's one of the most talented teams in the NFL. It's just what he does, man. It's just rhetoric he blows. Now, but that being said, Dallas is a very talented team. You're talking 1-53. They are a very talented team. What's been the separation? Honestly, guys, and I say this before, they don't feel the pressure of wearing the star on their helmet. They don't feel the sense of urgency of always fighting. Now, when the back's against the wall, they'll play hard, and they'll play hard Sunday. But how do you allow a team like the Jets to sneak you? You should have beaten the Jets. They should have beaten the Saints. That was Teddy Bridgewater's first game, and they didn't score any touchdowns. The Saints didn't, and you still let that team beat you. And that's just part of maturity.
I'll give you the answer the cynics would give you, Michael. Jason Garrett is why. Jason Garrett.
Not just the cynics. A lot of people give you that. And in Dallas, that's what everybody says, because they definitely want Coach Garrett out of there. There's some merit to it, if you say it that way, especially when I look at it this way and I see what Mike Tomlin has done with all the guys that he's lost, and his team is still right there in the hunt. You see what John Gruden has done with all that they've gone through, and he has Oakland right in the hunt. Then you have to say Frank Wright, even though they lost last night, what Indy is, where they are, he has them in the hunt. So, yes, Coach Garrett, if you want to point some fingers at him, you could do that too.
Michael, I'm sure you saw Tom Brady's post-game press conference or highlights of it last week. They win 17-10 in Philly, nice road win, and he's been described as pouty or mopey or sulky or lacking energy, and he clearly has some frustration with his offense right now. How should the players in that locker room on both sides of the ball be looking at their quarterback's emotion?
Well, as was right, because he's indicted himself in the offense first. He said we're winning with defense and special teams. And basically, we are the weak link. So he's not pointing at people and saying, you're not doing it. He's pointing at self and saying, I'm not doing it. We're not doing it. And that has to change. And that's what scares me. I mean, if we could have just gotten in, right? If we'd have played where Philly played, we had a chance at winning this thing. because he wasn't at the top of the at the smokestack with his frustration. But now he's at the top of the smokestack with the frustration, and somehow, some way, it has to show up on the football field, or we'll be asking the question: is it over for Tom Brady? Because he's made a call out to everybody, and if you don't show up right now, then we start asking that question: is it over for Tom Brady?
You wonder how much difference a left tackle can make. We expect on Sunday, Marshall Newhouse will be replaced by Isaiah Wynn, the former first-round pick. How much difference can one guy make who's played six quarters of football in his life?
Well, it can make a lot. If he's on the good side, if he's playing on the good side, it can make a huge, huge difference. If he's not playing on the great side, it can make a huge difference. Because if you're getting to Tom Brady, you know, Tom is not fleet of foot. He's not going to run around and buy time and extend plays. He's not fleet of foot. He's just going to get rid of the ball and dirt it. So if he's not on point to handle Robert Quinn or DeMarcus Lawrence or those guys that's coming up front, then that could be a long day for Tom Brady. But if he is on point, it could be a long day for Dallas.
You've made your opinions on Julian Edelman quite clear in the past. Big fan of what he does. But how far can a Patriots offense go if it's just really Julian Edelman and James White for Tom Brady to throw the ball to consistently?
Well, but it's not just Julian Edelman and James White. You guys got Muhammad Sanu. You got people rotating in. I mean, it sounds good. I mean, they are the primaries. I do three fantasy receivers every week, and I put them on my website. And I picked Julian Edelman this week because when he wants to get his offense back going, that's exactly where he's going to direct those passes. Mm-hmm. And Dallas have to be ready for that. Dallas have to come out of the shell that they like to play and give room, and they got to come up and press and play bump and run and get in the receiver's face and disrupt all those rub routes and crossing routes. If they don't, it'll be pitch and catch for Tom Brady and Julian Edelman all day long.
Miles Garrett had his appeal heard by James Thrash. It was rejected. The indefinite suspension is upheld for the moment. We got word, though, that one of the things he alleged is that Mason Rudolph said something racial to him, which precipitated the fight.
Right.
What did you think of the reports?
Well, let me tell you, when we got the report on TV last night, the first thing I said was, since the NFL jumped right in and debunked his accusation, and they said they'd done, I guess, a 24-hour investigation, and there was nothing there. Now I'm saying, I want to hear that tape. If there's really nothing there, why not let somebody else hear the tape? If you got, or you should have said, hey, you know, we didn't have any tape, but to say that there's definitely nothing there, to call Myles Garrett, you know, that he's totally lying, that there's nothing there, that means you got evidence that there's nothing there. I would like to hear that tape. And if it is something there, then I don't know. They need to handle that accordingly. But if it isn't, since you said it isn't, I would like to hear that tape.
If they do have evidence, and you're right, they came out very quickly and said there was no evidence of him saying anything. Either way, though, should one of the two participants have increased punishment? If Myles Garrett made this up as a defense and they can prove that nothing was said, does he deserve to have that suspension extended? And conversely, if Mason Rudolph, if they can prove he said it, does he deserve to have increased punishment?
Well, first of all, Myles Garrett, I think Myles Garrett shouldn't have to be suspended indefinitely unless they're going to say, okay, at the end of the season, we're going to lift this indefinitely. And I can take that. I can take that. But I don't know that even Mason Rudolph gets gets punished even more. Even though the word is abrasive and offensive, it's not something that you can punish somebody by or punish somebody with. But I do believe that it would do some damage for Mason Rudolph with his credibility in his own locker room. And if it's true, if he said it, I want to know if he said it. That's just the truth. I want to know. I don't know if you come out and say, well, we're going to suspend you for saying that or anything like that. But I do want to know if he says that.
All right, before we let you go, who wins Sunday?
Oh, man, I tell you, that's just a tough call, and I shouldn't have to answer that until Sunday. You never know what should happen between now in Sunday. We never know what will happen. But right now, I think we got a slight chance at winning it, even though I'm going to probably pick the Patriots because everybody else will pick the Patriots. And if I pick them, it gives Dallas a chance because whenever we all pick the same team, it never works. But I think we got a slight chance. I'm telling you, if that offense stays off and Dak Prescott stays on, Dallas has a chance of walking away with a win.
My Lord, you are so firmly ensconced on that fence.
It's just a hard one, too, though, man.
I got
this
you.
It's a hard one. It's a hard one. Only because now, if this thing was in Dallas, I would take Dallas, no doubt. But if you don't lose in New England, they just don't lose in New England. They pull up something, and this, honestly, I'm joking when I said it, but I'm not lying. They will be playing that America's team battle stuff, and all of that is just pulling more out of the Patriots and putting them tantamount to the Cowboys in desperation for this win, because the Cowboys are desperate for the win, and the Patriots are not.